All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my, everyone's favorite podcast. This is Bar for Bar. I'm your host, Mikey McFly. This is the podcast going through and detailing your favorite artists, your favorite songs, your favorite albums, the verses from these said songs and albums, and we're breaking them down to the average listener. First of all, happy MFing New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. Naheim. Harambe. All that good stuff. Hope everybody had a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. And everybody, it's 2019. It's the beginning of the year. So that means it's grind time in full effect. What you are about to witness in here, what you're about to go through is the Bar for Bar podcast in full effect. We're about to definitely get into it. This episode in general, man, it's been taking me a while to get to this episode because I was going to figure out how I was going to do it. This episode coming up is from, I would say, a Southern hip-hop legend, a underrated Southern hip-hop legend. This guy that we're going to be doing the verse of is very introspective, I guess you would say, when it definitely comes to this song. But this artist is, I would say, one of the fathers of crunk music. He is definitely a pioneer of the South. If you didn't have this guy, you wouldn't have so many other rappers in the South. Let's take it back to the late 90s if you want to get into it. Really, this guy by himself went up against the army, the nation, if you will, of No Limit Records. This man went up against Master P by himself with one of the most, it's an underrated diss song, and it's also an underrated song in general. You have to be, you have to have the flavor for this song. You have to, know what I mean, really know what the South is about to really like this song. But you can't go to any Southern football game, college, HBCU, high school football game without hearing this song somewhere. The song that I'm talking about is We Ready, and the artist that I'm talking about is Pastor Troy. Excuse me, the song is No More Play in GA by the artist Pastor Troy. That's the song that I'm talking about. But that is unfortunately not the song that we're going to do tonight. The song that we're going to do is on some very well thought-provoking thought-provoking rhymes when it comes to this Southern artist. Let's get a quick background on Pastor Troy. I don't really know too much off the top of my head, but Pastor Troy is most definitely, he is the son of a pastor. That's what we have in common. My father's, most of the men in my family are ministers, but my father's a pastor. His father was a pastor. Now, with that being said, the song that we are going to do was very, very, very controversial for some of the things that he was saying. The song we are going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is Vice Versa. Pastor Troy's Vice Versa. In this song, he asks the question, or is begging the question, or the ideology of what if heaven was hell and vice versa. Everything bad was really good. Everything good was really bad. What if heaven was on earth? This song right here is, I'm choosing this song because it actually, it picks out or points out just the introspectiveness of hip-hop, of rappers, all shades, sizes, ideologies, philosophies. This song in general deals with a subject that is taboo, that is very controversial, but nonetheless, it is a hip-hop song from a hip-hop artist. And like I said, this music came from Southern Bronx, New York in 1979. This is a brand new music. This is a brand new genre of music, really. And so this song is dealing with something so introspective, so thought-provoking to even the most common man. You have to ask this question, what if heaven was hell and vice versa? Now, when I'm reciting his verses, everybody that's listening, I know you all know the ad-lib, so please feel free to put your own ad-lib in it. Because everybody knows that. Yeah, everybody knows that. Everybody knows where it fits in and how impactful that is with the song and how it actually helps the song and the passion in the song. So please feel free, whenever I'm reciting the verses, to go ahead and recite your own ad-libs. But This next song that I will be doing for this episode of Bar for Bar will be Pastor Troy's Vice Versa. Everybody, let's go. What if heaven was hell and vice versa? If I told you go to hell, would you tell I cursed you? I reimburse you with the truth so you know my fate. And pray I die, see I'm that nigga that they love to hate. I want to make you use your mind, see God has sent the sign. And when you listen to these lines, nigga, take your time. Again, I ask heaven was hell and vice versa. Would you start doing evil in order to nurture the spirit, man? Do you understand there's a war that's raging on and the devil got some ammo too? Don't get me wrong, but I put my trust off in the Lord. It's too corrupt. Know that God gonna help me blow him up. I gives a fuck. Heaven was hell and vice versa. I have no fear. I done witnessed too much hell right here. Lend me your ear. Recall the beer we had to pour. For all our niggas hit the devil with the 44. Payback, nigga. My liquor keep me from trying to enter. Battle alone and to deal with all this wickedness. I smoke a zone. No, I'm grown, but I'm still a baby. It's vice versa, so I guess I'll beg Satan to save me. God, I'm confused. Confused with all these motherfuckers. Making me sick. Virgin Mary may not fuck nobody, but she suck dick. With the clip, the nasty concubine. It's vice versa, so she probably do the whole nine. A nasty hoe. See, I don't know where I'ma go this Christmas. It's Satan's birth. I'ma try to smoke a pound of weed and ease the earth. While Jesus equipped with angels, the devil's equipped with fire. For God so loved the world that he blessed the thug with rocks. Won't stop until they feel me. Protect me, devil. Think the Lord is trying to kill me. It's vice versa. Heaven is below while this doja keep me high. To see the Lord Almighty, niggas, I'm ready to die. My reply, if any questions asked, the devil made me do it. Who's the devil, may I ask? It's so polluted, uprooted from all this stupid shit. See me cremated, my adaption to the climate. So glad I made it, elated that they gonna go to heaven. But do they know? Heaven may not be the place to go. Again, I ask, heaven was hell and vice versa. The devil's in me, and I'll be damned if I'm gonna let God hurt you. Follow me. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Pastor Troy, vice versa. Bar for bar. Let's go. Okay, wow. Wow, for one thing with this verse. It's a lot to unpack on this verse. My man starts off with, what if heaven was hell and vice versa? If I told you go to hell, would you tell I cursed you? So in the beginning of the song, he's already letting you know that everything, what if everything we thought was good was really bad? Everything bad was really good. What if heaven was on earth, nigga? So if he says, if I tell you go to hell and you tell, would you tell I cursed you? So is that a curse or is that a compliment in his eyes? I reimburse you with the truth so you know my fate. And pray I die, see I'm the nigga that they love to hate. I want to make you use your mind, see God has sent a sign. And when you listen to these rhymes, nigga, take your time. What he's saying is he's about to get into something deep. It's about to get real deep. And when he wants you to think, this ain't your regular Pastor Troy song about getting crunk and wilding out in the club. This is a thought-provoking song. This is something that's going to make you think. Make you think about what he's talking about. Heaven was hell and vice versa. Would you start doing evil in order to nurture the spirit, man? See, do you understand there's a war? It's raging on. And the devil got some ammo too. See, don't get me wrong. See, what he's saying is every day we're constantly fighting. It's a constant fight, a constant battle, good and evil. Our good deeds or our bad deeds. Our good thoughts or our bad thoughts. And in the song, he's saying, what if our good thoughts were our bad thoughts? And what if our bad thoughts were our good thoughts? What would you do? How would you react? How would you adapt to this switch society is not a word, but in I guess the social mindset, how would you flip? Would you start doing evil in order to nurture the spirit, man? Do you understand there's a war that's raging on and the devil got some ammo too? Don't get me wrong, but I put my trust off in the Lord. It's too corrupt. Know that God gonna help me blow him up. I gives a fuck. See, what he's saying is, through all the situations, everything that we go through, he puts his trust in God, because the world is too corrupt, knowing that if God is for me, then who can be against me? That's the old scriptures. If God is for you, who can be against me? So I put my trust off in the Lord. It's too corrupt. Know that God gonna help me blow him up. I gives a fuck. See, heaven was hell and vice versa. I have no fear. I done witnessed too much hell right here. That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is a powerful, powerful bar. What he's saying, he has no fear. He's not scared of living or dying. He's seen enough. He's seen hell right here on earth in his living condition that he's been going through, in the life that he's leading, and his friends that's been gone, his family members that's been leaving. So he's already seen hell. He has no fear. He said, lend me your ear, recall the beer we had to pour. So take a listen and just remember all the 40s we had to pour out, all the liquor we had to pour out for our lost loved ones, for our friends. Heaven, he had to pour. And to deal with all this wickedness, he smokes his own. No, he's grown, but he's still a baby. It's vice versa, so he guess he'll beg Satan to save me. He said, yo, he's grown, but he's still a child. Meaning that he's a grown man, but we're still, all of us. A wise man knows he knows nothing. Only an idiot thinks he knows it all. So he's grown, but he's still a baby. It's vice versa, so he guess he'll beg Satan to save me. God, he's confused with all these motherfuckers, making them sick. Now this right here, this next couple of bars I'm about to recite, this was so controversial when this song was first issued, when this song first came out. They censored these bars. Even on the uncensored version, they censored these bars because it was so controversial. It was so sacrilegious. What the man says is, Virgin Mary may not fuck nobody, but she sucked dick with the click, a nasty concubine. It's vice versa, so she'll probably do the whole nine. He's just flipping it again. Once again, he's flipping it on everything that we've been known, that we've been taught, that we've been grown up on. The click, a nasty concubine. It's vice versa, so she'll probably do the whole nine. Nasty hoe. See, he don't know what he's going to do this Christmas. It's Satan's birth. He flipped it again. So he's going to try to smoke a pound of weed and ease the earth. So what I took from this is he was going to do both, a little bit of good and a little bit of bad, to stay right there in the middle in the balance. He said he's going to try to smoke a pound of weed and ease the earth. Why Jesus equipped with angels and devils equipped with fire? For God so loved the world that he blessed the thug with rocks. Won't stop until they fill me. Protect me, devil. Think the Lord is trying to kill me. What he's saying is, well, on the good holiness side, they have angels. On the bad, evil, dark side, the devil, they have fire in hell. But here on earth, all the thugs, all the hood niggas, they got the drug gang. They got the streets. That's what he's saying. All the hood niggas got the streets to protect them, to back them up, to hold them down. He said, don't stop until they feel me. Protect me, devil. Think the Lord is trying to kill me. It's vice versa. See, heaven is below while this doja keep me high. To see the Lord Almighty, niggas, I'm ready to die. My reply, if any questions asked, the devil made me do it, then who's the devil, may I ask? Once again, another flip. He's saying when everybody comes down on him, when everybody critiques him and criticizes him for this song, what made you do this song? The devil made me do it, then who's the devil, may I ask? Because the song is vice versa, it's a flip. Everything was good was bad, everything was bad was good. Who's the devil, may I ask? It's so polluted, uprooted from all this stupid shit. See me cremated, my adaption to the climate. He said, if I'm going to go to hell already, cremate me. Already put me in fire. That's his way of looking at it. So elated that they going to go to heaven, but do they know heaven may not be the place to go? Again, I ask, heaven was hell and vice versa. The devil's in me, not be damned if I'm going to let God hurt you. Follow me. He ends the song off with that. Like he started with in the beginning, heaven was hell and vice versa. He's saying the devil's in him, and I'd be damned if I'm going to let God hurt you. So flip that. He said, God is in me, and I'd be damned if I'm going to let the devil hurt you. Follow me. It's the whole song is a flip. The whole, just that is basically the whole reason why I decided to do this song, because this song is almost 20 years old. And it's so introspective on just the mindset of a hip-hop artist, a certain hip-hop artist, and just that genre and that time in the hip-hop game, and vice versa, came out. Like I said, Pastor Choi is most definitely underrated. He is an underrated hip-hop artist, underrated Dirty South artist, underrated King of Crunk. Pastor Choi is definitely slept on, but that's my man's in him. And this song is very deep. This is one of my favorite songs coming to this. Like, you gotta understand, when I moved to the Rockingham area, Rockingham, North Carolina. What's up to the county, man? Richmond County, Rockingham, Ellerby, Hamlet. What's up to Lawn Dry, Tab? What's up to all my people down there, man? Legends down there, legends, football legends are down there. But that whole time when I moved there, I'm an East Coast guy. I'm an East Coast music. I didn't like any Southern music. But when I heard Pastor Choi, No More Playing GA, and then vice versa, those songs stuck out to me. Okay, my man got something to say. He has something to say, and that, I had never heard anything else like that before. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to pretty much end up this episode of Ball for Ball, Pastor Choi, vice versa. Stay tuned. Like I said, I got more episodes coming up. I believe the next episode, I'm not even going to tell you the next episode. You have to stay tuned and see what the next episode is. But I got them on deck. So I thank you for listening to the show. Please give me feedback. Let me know what's going on. If you like it, let me know. If you don't, let me know. If you want, think I should change something, let me know. Help your boy out. This is what we're doing, the Ball for Ball podcast, every week, coming to you, 2019. This is what it is. Mikey McFly. Let's go, everybody.